Få det bedre med deg selv med relasjonspodden.
Hei, jeg heter Marianne, og jeg digger relasjonspodden. Fordi da føler jeg at jeg en del av en stor, varm, raus, inkluderende, herlig gjeng som tør å dele både sorg og glede her i livet. Og så lærer jeg så mye.
Hør relasjonspodden gratis der du hører podcast.
Når du hører herre, jeg på Keep It True, blant annet for å se Midnight. Jeg heter Hedde Stenkløv, og her på Jernverket får du et gammelt, men bestandig aktuelt intervju med Midnight.
You were gone?
Yeah. No, no, start all over. I lost everything, sorry. Okay, now it's on.
Okay.
I'm here with the band of Midnight. Could you start by just presenting yourself with your name and what instrument you play in the band?
Commander Vanek, shred it up.
Athanar, I do stuff that nobody wants to hear.
Count Zagar, pots and pans.
Well, that must be wrong, because I guess someone wants to hear you since you're playing here in Oslo tonight.
A very, very small percentage of the population of Oslo.
But would you like it if...
An even smaller percentage came?
Yeah, or
yes. If, people made
if you know, I saw an interview with you, I read it on the internet, where you said that you didn't care if people liked your album or not, because there were people liking Justin Bieber too. Oh, he's here now.
Oh.
Would you like to change crowds with him?
Of course.
Yeah.
Like 60,000 small girls.
Oh, 60.
Small girls. Oh, yeah. Wow.
15.
So there's, dumb people in Norway too then, huh?
Yeah,
oh, okay.
I think the 60,000 of young girls might be quite frightened. We have armadillos in our garage.
And Justin Bieber doesn't, so.
Yeah, yeah.
Harmless.
He's got rhinoceros in there.
Watch Cricket. Out for the small guys.
So this is your first time in Norway?
It's my second being here.
Yeah.
I was here with the Toxicos band, played bass with them about 5 years ago or so.
But the first time Midnight.
It's Midnight, yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Are you on a tour now? Because you're going to play at Keep It True too?
Yeah, just doing three shows. Tonight, here, tomorrow in Gothenburg, and then Saturday in Germany. That's it. Three shows.
Weird little tour.
That's plenty.
Yeah, I heard you don't like touring. Why's that?
There it is.
Could you expound a little bit?
Just not really fun for me. It's okay, I mean, good in little doses. Mm. But I have no reason to be out for 2 weeks at a time. And also, he has no reason to be out for 2 weeks at a time. Unless he doesn't want to work and pay his bills and stuff. Can't just take off 2 weeks worth of job time, six times a year, so.
Of course, but...
Hey, you got a little something in there. They might see it on the radio. It's like,
yeah.
Oh, it's gone.
But better you take it away, yeah.
Yeah. Dude, you just look like a total idiot.
I'll eat it later. Now I look smart because I'm saving food for later.
But now, as we're talking about concerts, I asked my listeners to make some questions for you, and most of them were really stupid. But one of them was kind of interesting, and it was, I will read it out how it was spelled. How much is it safe to drink for a drummer before a crazy lady climbs up the ceiling and kicks down the drum set?
Ask him, I don't know. He wasn't there.
Yeah, he wasn't there.
Mentally.
Bark. Well.
But what the hell happened?
Oh, all right, well, I can say what the hell happened, I guess, if we just put it out there. We went to Germany, arrived, woke up. He just started drinking very heavily starting at noon. Continued to drink heavily throughout the day for some apparent reason. And a little bit before the show, someone gave him some kind of pep up his nose, thinking it would wake him up a little bit, but apparently that's not what it was.
Party favors.
Yeah, so it was some kind of mix between some kind of nose candy and something else, and it just made him even more retarded. So, unfortunately, that's what happened.
And then this lady got angry because he couldn't play and decided to ruin the whole concert?
Well, no, I don't know. I don't think she really had... She didn't really ruin it. I think it was Bob that ruined it, mainly. But it was...
She got her money back. I saw it to that myself, as a matter of fact. I gave her 20 euros.
Did you?
Yeah, I gave it to a buddy of hers was at the show. Oh. And he was like, hey, you know, that was my friend. She was really pissed off at you. I'm like... I'm sorry, well, I went in my wallet.
I don't know.
I give this to your friend here. I'm sorry.
I don't know what I mean. Because if that the way I well the way I saw the thing in the video clip too, it was like the when that happened, you know, I threw the bottle near you, and right when I threw that, that's when she jumped up. So I think she thought, at least that's what I think. It was like me saying, okay, it's a free for all.
It was mass hysteria.
Yeah, okay, come on up. And so she's like, okay, now I'm going to get him. I'm going to get him. And then when she did that, I think most other people are just like, what are you doing that for? Who cares? But it was fortunately for us, I mean, I don't know. Most of the people there were pretty hammered and drunk, so I think it kind of went with the territory. So we just had a total shit show, but I think most of the people didn't give a shit. I that's just the feeling I got. I mean, when we were playing it, I was thinking we were gonna get our throats sliced. You know, that people would be really pissed. You know, they'd come over there and then do that. But I don't know. That's about what it was. No.
Crazy.
That was my answer to the question.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's probably more to it than that. I'm stopping too. And then the rest of the night sucked also. You know, and that's kind of why I don't like the tour too. Not saying anything with Bob and stuff like that. I just don't generally like people. I don't want to be around them. And, you know, so, like, after that, we had to take a six-hour bus trip with him being comatose, and the guitar player we had at the time decided to drink, too, and he's a fucking idiot when he drinks, so he just had the whole bus was ready to kill him. So here I got, you know, me, the nerd of the band, trying to hold everything together. It's like, what, you know, why am I doing this? Why am I could be sitting at home, you know, listening to music and, you know, having a good time, but here I'm out babysitting two people and, I don't know, just not having a good time, you know, not getting any sleep, whatever. Yeah, it's just good. But things are better now.
But because you aren't drinking at all, Jim.
No, not as I said, I just don't like, I don't like social
situations. Are you guys going to stay sober now for...
I mean, here's the thing. It's like, it's cool to drink and all, but, you know, it's mainly about enjoying the music, too. It's like, well, why, I mean, if you play a show, why, you know, have alcohol take over? Now you can't remember. I love being drunk, don't get me wrong, but to me, music's, I'm a music fan, so I see you to have a good time, either listening or playing, you know?
Yeah, and by saying babysitting, I wasn't saying, like, babysitting Bob, and usually he's always really good, but for that I don't know what happened that time.
Neither do I really
yeah, but even
it
like
was
in
the pants.
Even at the beginning of the day too, it's like,
it
remember,
was the pants.
I was like, well, hey man, we're gonna
who was the guy from Iron Cobra that lent me the pants? Was
Matsy?
Hi, thanks for the pants.
Yeah, hey Matsy, thanks for the pantsy. But yeah,
Maxie.
So that's all. Yeah.
Yeah. These things tend to happen on tour. So, but we could go back.
Well, Sledgehammer fixes that sometimes too.
Yeah. Exactly. But we can go back and talk about the band and music instead.
Yeah.
More fun for you guys, maybe. You started up in 2003.
Yep.
What? Can you tell us about the beginning of Midnight?
The beginning was my friend that had a little recorder, he would record his own kind of demo stuff that he did, and actually I just liked the sound that he got on that for some reason. I was like, man, you make those drums sound just kind of like really early 80s demo stuff, but he wasn't trying to make that kind of music, so I was like, I want to make up a batch of tunes that kind of sound that kind of thing, and just made up those first batch of tunes, and that's all I thought it would be. And then him and the other guitar player at the time, Sean, insisted that we have a band, wasn't it? Pretty much.
I just thought it was a good idea.
Oh yeah, yeah, no, yeah. So basically, it was Bob's idea to have a band.
I'm in a lot of crappy bands, you know. I have a good ear for that. So.
Yeah, he knows a shitty band when he hears them. Hey, there's some potential here for this thing. It really suck. so yeah, it just kept going.
Mm. That was some the start of Midnight.
Yeah.
Why did you choose the name Midnight? There are lots of bands being called that,
and that's
also
why.
The guy around, in Crimson Glory.
They're all the same guy, though. Didn't you know that?
Yeah. Wow, just different kinds of music.
I didn't know of any other band. Well, I mean, personally, I didn't know of any other band called Midnight. I'm sure there probably was.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't know. I mean, I knew Crimson Glory singer. That's it.
Yeah, but they're Crimson Glory.
Yeah, Crimson Glory, and the guy's dead now too. So.
Who cares?
Yeah. I just always liked a simple sounding name. I didn't want it to be like really offensive, like, you know, the hideous ground fuckers or whatever it is, or just something, you know, like overly satanic or whatever shit. You know, I just wanted it to be have like, you know, sound like Venom. You know, like, you know, there's a southern rock band called Venom. So there's another band called Venom too. You know, why did they choose that name? It just sounds good and simple, and pretty open to interpretation, I guess. Yeah, so that's kind of.
It just makes it difficult to find you on Facebook, but you're a technophobe, so you don't care about that.
Right, and I'm not. Well, the Facebook page that's on there, it's I have nothing to do with that. So there you go. I wouldn't have a Facebook page. I'm not. Yeah. So yeah, I guess I'm a technophobe. Is that what it is? Or I just maybe the technology doesn't like me. I don't think that's what it is.
Stuck in the 80s, maybe.
Yeah.
You're talking about Venom. Why is this band so important to you? Midnight is... people talk about it as a Venom worship. But is it?
Why is that a bad thing?
Yeah, I mean...
it's not.
Essentially, I mean, that's kind of, you know... In a way, also, that's what I... When I, you were talking about the first recording, so I wanted to make it because, you know, of bands that... You know, there's all these bands, you know, extreme bands, but, you know, always wearing, like, Venom patches and Motorhead patches and you know, who's your influences? Venom. And it's like, I don't think so. I don't think... Well, you may have been influenced by Venom or something, but it just... It was just 100 miles an hour. It's like, how is that influenced by Venom? I guess it could be influenced. Who am I saying it was influenced? But it just it didn't have any songs. It didn't sound like Venom. It didn't have any riffs. It didn't have any hooks.
It didn't have any bass slides.
Yeah, it didn't have any bass slides. Yeah, and that's true. So I kind of just wanted to start a band that I would just like to hear that actually really did, you know, sound like Venom, I guess. So
the Venom worship thing isn't really something
too far
thought
from
about.
No, it wasn't something. I, you know, thinking about things isn't my forte to begin with, I guess. Right.
I think it's like a virus between all the people who write reviews. They copy each other. Maybe that's why.
It could be. Yeah, everybody likes. Yeah, nothing's original. Even people that make up music copy each other.
And then people try to plot like names. Oh, you know, it's one thing if you sound like a band and it's cool, but they try to like either take that as a really positive thing or a really negative thing. It's not like listen to the songs and be like, you know, these are great songs. These aren't shitty songs.
They have to compare it to somebody else.
Yeah, always have to. That's just the way it is. But, you know, I don't think that way. I just like a song. If it's a good song, I don't care if it's 80s retro, if it's thrash metal. Mm-hmm.
But it went quite a few years before you came with your debut album, The Satanic Royalty. It was 8 years or something, 8 or 9 years. why did it take so long before you decided? You gave out lots of splits, compilations, EPs, and no album.
Right.
Why?
I didn't want to put out an album just because, you know, mainly I figured because before that album there was 20 songs in existence, which is essentially two albums. And so basically after two albums, most bands suck anyway. So I just said, okay, that's two albums. So I figured that's enough. But that one just came out pretty naturally, like within a week. You know, it was something just to do. I didn't really plan on it anyway. I don't know what it was. I can't say it was planned. I can't say I'm gonna work on an album. For one whole week, I just felt like making up tunes and
You record all your stuff pretty fast after you write it anyway, don't you?
Yeah, it was written like within a week in December, and it was recorded in a week in January. So that's the way that one came out. And I didn't plan on it. And then that being said too, there's a new album will be out probably in October too, and that same thing happened. Yeah, I didn't plan on making that one, but same exact thing happened. I just felt like sitting down and recording a bunch of crap. So I think this one will probably be the last one then. So I don't think I'll ever feel like it again.
I figured you were just doing it to help Dave pay his bills.
Sorry
for the guy.
Yeah, because that was my second question. Because all these compilations, they have the same songs over and over again. What's the difference between Berlin is Burning in 2009 and 2012?
Because it's just out of print. So that was just put on there. Are you talking about like just that song?
Yeah, so it's the same.
Because originally it was supposed to be that Berlin is Burning record. It was just a bunch of demos, and then that one song. It was just supposed to be 500 picture discs for the new Nuclear War Now fest. But then they sold out at the fest, and Yosuke asked if he can make just a regular 12-inch. I was like, I would rather not, but whatever. Okay. So they made the whole record of that. So it's really wasn't. It was only supposed to be just for that festival. And then once we switched over to Hell's Headbangers doing stuff, Yosuke didn't put out any of the other stuff, so it was all out of print and going on eBay and stuff like that. So Hell's Headbangers just reissued it essentially with all the real studio, like the Farewell to Hell EP and all the other stuff. So it's really just it's actually like a complete package. Mm-hmm. And so and they'll keep it in print and
keep your complete package in your pants.
Yeah,
keep that on.
So it should be readily available there. So that's the real way. You know, I don't know.
But it has to feel good that you're sold out and being on eBay going for, I don't know, hundreds of dollars.
I don't know. I don't know. But well,
you don't know, of course. You aren't on eBay.
No, I'm on eBay. I do eBay. eBay and Hotmail. That's it. That's what I know. Because that's eBay is the only place you can find records now. Because all the stores to dig in the stores now, you can't find shit. We run out of time.
No, I just have to follow so that you can go to your sound check.
Oh, okay.
So we still have 13 minutes.
Oh, okay.
But you also put out a few splits with Abigail, Manslaughter, Toxic Holocaust. And the Toxic Holocaust and Manslaughter, you know these guys. They're American. Some of you have played in their bands. But why Abigail? How do you come in contact with them? They're from Japan.
Yeah, well, because we did a Japanese tour. So in order to finance the tour to get us over there, we needed something to sell. So that was basically a sellout money-making thing. Not really money-making, because it really didn't make us any money, but it just helped us to get over there and play those concerts. You know, we did 3 concerts over there, so they were really nice guys, too. You know? But that was basically just to get us tickets over there.
How is it to play in Japan? I guess it's quite different from...
I thought it was great.
Awesome.
Yeah, it was a great time. Tons of records over there too. The stores are great there. You can, and it's not as expensive as I was assuming. You know, like Tokyo is the number one most expensive city in the world, they said, but records were still pretty affordable. If stuff that you were looking for.
They still have the old man record shops.
So. Yeah, they're all like they have dedicated heavy metal stores, which was cool. And then yeah, I'm into a lot of like Japanese heavy metal, so it's a lot of stuff you can't get that in the States, you know, you're digging through. So just to find just even just like common Japanese metal bands like Jewel and stuff like that is just easy to get there.
What finds did you get there?
Tons of good shit.
Anything stand out that you were looking for?
Well, I didn't get the first Sabra Bells album. That would have been nice, but what the hell did I get there? God, my brain's not working right now. For that stuff, but I got a shit ton.
Some of the shit I brought back.
Well, actually, no, you guys left a little bit earlier.
Hmm?
You guys, we left. We split after the gig. I did almost the shopping after you left. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you are also going to Keep It True in Germany now, and the milieu is quite big there. There's also a lot of records being sold on the festival. Are you staying there for the whole festival and checking out other bands, or are you going to
I think we get there Friday, so we'll be there. I think Holocaust is playing on Friday. I don't know, but...
Mm-hmm. They are.
Yeah.
So I'd really like to see them.
It's awesome to go there. The records, they have a lot of... You can find a lot of rare stuff at those German festivals.
So yeah, we'll be there. We be there.
Me too.
Yeah, you on there too?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Great.
Of course. But I've also seen you state that there aren't many good bands coming after the 90s. But could you mention any bands that has kept a high level of quality?
More current ones or like bands that just are...
Well, both, really.
I can't say there's not... there's not a good band, but maybe I just don't know about it just because I don't hear them, but I do. Yeah, I like Gates of Slumber, Toxic Holocaust, and Nepsi, but they're broke up now. And Spitz. I mean, there's Calderon. I like them. But there's good music. We were talking about this the other day. It's just stuff. Yeah. I just got to the point maybe where you're.
I think
you're stuck at the stuff you like, and that's what it is, maybe.
It's a generation thing. I also think, too, it's like being the internet, there's so much stuff that's out there to dig through all the crap. And I mean, there's way more crap. So it's kind of, you gotta like stick your hand in shit to grab the corn from the.
I know, what about you? What other new bands is there? Do you think there's a lot of good new bands?
I think the scene in the Nordic countries is growing now. A lot of old school heavy thrash and death and some bluesy rock doom bands are growing out now of the scene. Deadlord, who we are playing with tonight, they're a kind of Thin Lizzy rockish, very good band. We also have really good thrash metal bands in Necromantium. You heard about them?
I don't think I've ever heard of them.
Me and Sill, Infant Death, Abuse, and also Death Metal in Obliteration, and the main Swedish band, Morbus Kron. So,
Morbus Kron, we played them last year, they were good. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's growing, and it's been much better the last 5 years than it was early in the 2000s.
Yeah.
So there are really bands worthwhile to check out.
Yeah.
See, that's why I think there's. I mean, even with us, I'm trying to think if I would even like this band if I did it, if I wasn't in it. I don't know. Maybe I probably wouldn't even like it. Yeah.
You wouldn't find it.
Might be a coaster.
Yeah.
You might be like, man, these guys are a bunch of posers.
Yeah, I might say, well, they just sound like another 80s band anyway, you know, because it seems like a lot of other 80s bands. You know,
these guys suck. Just like,
man, yeah, like, oh, that
suck. Oh, wait, that's me.
Yeah.
Yeah, you probably hear that from people. Like, man, they sound just like Motorhead. Yeah, but it comes down to the point where it's like, dude, I love that stuff. You know, you like a certain kind of music, and it just sticks with you. So it's, you know, you make a record that you can't buy. So it's a different.
But yeah.
I don't know what I meant by that, but I'm sure maybe somebody does.
Sounds cool.
Yeah, that's all that matters.
But I always try to make the shows with music, not only from the band itself, but also. Picking some of the band's favorite artists and bands. So if you should pick, I don't know, six songs, six or seven songs together now. Which bands or which songs would you like to play in a radio show?
Would they have to be heavy metal?
Oh yeah, we've already talked about
it. It has to be metal.
Okay.
Or hard rock. Or maybe progressive rock. That also works, but I can't like play disco because if it's not really ironic.
Yeah. Oh, no, I like a lot of different stuff, but if it's heavy metal stuff. I don't know, you picked two songs, Bob.
You're a well-rounded musician.
Hello, but Venom.
It's hard to believe listening to your record.
But I mean, if you're going to play our stuff, then why play Venom 2? If it's we already got a second-rate Venom clone band. You know, why play the original?
Motorhead, obviously.
Yeah, which song? Or songs?
Well, which song, man? And if I were to pick a Motorhead tune... My favorite Motorhead tune is The Chase, probably one of my favorites. The Chase is better than The Catch.
The Face is better than The Snatch.
The Face is better than The Snatch, which that's a bad problem. Cause there's always a bag you can put over the face. Well, never mind that. Anyways, that's irrelevant. But yeah, Motorhead, that's Chase.
You know a record's underrated that nobody even talks about anymore? Orgasmatron.
I love that record. I love the production. People hate the production, but I think it's so bad that it's great.
It works for that record.
It's a very boomy, nasty song. Yeah, The Doctor, Dr. Rock. Dude, that's a great one, too.
Or The Doctor. Off of Iron Fist.
Yeah.
You can only play Motorhead now.
I'm a big Ted Nugent fan.
Yeah?
I don't know if he's popular in Europe, but...
I know one guy that knows him and that love him, and the rest of the people...
Hate him. He's an asshole. But that's what I love about him. He's just such a dick. I'm not saying I agree with the guy, but... I just love how he just doesn't give a shit. That's what it's all about. In my opinion, that's kind of like the metal attitude. He's just like a total metal guy. I mean, maybe he doesn't play it, but he just doesn't give
a fuck.
That's
someone that we all have in common is Ted Nugent, I would say.
I used to love his music. Now I just like the politics.
Yeah. It's just great. It's like, okay, what does he have to say today that's going to piss somebody else off?
What do you pick, Bob? You have to pick something.
I just did. Doggy Dog.
Oh, Doggy Dog. Doggy Dog. Wouldn't you like Kenobi off the Paul Stanley solo album?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Great.
Yeah.
Kiss, of course, man.
All right, I don't know. Let's see another one. If you just had to say the best heavy metal song of all time, just top of your head.
It's a good question, man. Christmas with the Devil.
It would be Tyrant by Judas Priest.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Christmas with the Devil by Spinal Tap.
Spinal Tarp.
See, we're rock and roll guys. I mean, even though we listen to a lot of brutal shit, but it's... I like to dig deep.
Up my anus.
That's why my hand's dirty right now. As you can see, you don't see my hand where it is.
Du har hørt et intervju med Midnight utført I 2013, og de spiller på Keep It True I morgen og på Beyond the Gates I august. Neste vecka får vi helt ferske oppdateringer fra Kors Korpi.
Han hadde jo trykt opp på en eller annen plass under en eller annen seng nede I Nederland, så ligger det x antall 100 kopier.
500 digitex.
Det sikkert 1000. Ja. Så ligger en eller annen plass I Nederland under sengen en eller annen plass. Så støver ned.
Vi må jo gjennom samme regler igjen. Abonner på Jernverket podcast via podcast-appen din, eller gå inn på jernverket.com. Kult om du legger igjen en god anmeldelse, for da løfter den seg på podcastlistene og går opp. Og det jo fint for min del. Og Jernverket dessuten ut etter nye samarbeidspartnere, så hvis du har lyst til å annonsere via podcast, kan du bare sende meg en melding. Jeg trenger sponsorer for å ha muligheten til å fortsette. Og husk på å følge Jernverket på Instagram og Facebook for månedens album fra Katakomben, diskusjoner, konkurranser og nyheter. Helle Stenkløv, det meg. Jeg gir deg et nytt eller gammelt hardrock-intervju hver fredag. Vi høres!